You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Hippy and Ollie.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Hey, listening. N4DBR, N4DBR, KBDHIK. Nothing heard from N4DBR, KBDHIK. Clear and listening.
Connected to CMN Network.
Whiskey Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India, standing by.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Hey, Billy Junkie.
How you doing, Mike? Hey, you sound like $1 million. You must have your mobile rig hooked up to the antenna on the roof.
Yeah, I wish. Still running that AT that all came MR32.
Yeah, you didn't realize how big a difference. How big a difference that makes.
Oh, yeah. Well, next week, maybe I can work on HF and kind of diddle around with that stuff and get a better presence on 40, maybe 80, and then go back and play around with the mobile stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to set something up here and something up at the other place, and then I'll get on that programming for those little mobile radios, because this isn't cutting it. Oh, Thanks.
Yeah, that's cool. I was gonna say, there's some nasty stuff out of the studio working so hot right now.
I just got a dog treats in the mail or something, I don't know what. He ordered something. Oh, let me find a hot spot here. There we go. This should be good. I don't have anything set up here for UHF and VHF that's solid. So I'm going to have to work on that, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I keep thinking about it. Trying to get some in. There's still some theories and stuff to work on, you know, and there's stuff popping up unexpectedly. Anyway, I do have to focus. I really want to get back on HF. I enjoyed those Sunday morning gratitude and stuff. So I got it going on there. I think actually I'm going to play around with the dipole at first, copy 40, and evolve it into a fan dipole. But I think I'm going to fiddle around with that 75 ohm coax I got and match it up right as a transceiver.
I've done it. I've used 75 ohm coax when I had nothing else that was that cheap to get that long a run. But I did save it for the 100 watt radios, not for QRP, obviously. But I mean, it works. So I don't know. I just think open feed's better, and I'm gonna find out how much better it is. I bought one of the antennas I picked up. I scored from Jeff and Amy Pender, my old school teacher's son-in-law and daughter, Al Van Brocklin, that he does all the parks on the air stuff, and then Morse code. He does a lot of CW contacts. He lives over there by the Hogback area, and he does a lot of parks on the air type stuff. He's a super, super intelligent, talented dude. Just a little bitty guy.
Okay, yeah, that's something that doesn't so much interest me. I mean, I enjoy making a contact with those folks, those parks here and there, but personally, I don't know if I'm lazy or what. I'd rather park near to me would be if I was camping somewhere in the middle of wherever, and in the evening or whatever, get out there and just mess around, make a few contacts, and just relax. But as far as the go to the great place, a lot of those guys do, got for it. It doesn't really trip my trigger, you know what I mean? But I'm glad that they enjoy it, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, I'd like to show up. I think I have contacted him once or twice, but I don't know if it was voice or if I hooked the computer up. My code is so rusty, I would hate to have Al, and I know he wouldn't laugh at me, but I'd hate to have Al witness my Morse code.
Yeah, that's something we seriously need to work on. I think about it fairly often now and kind of kick myself for not progressing and really focusing on it. I think it's awesome. I think it's an awesome mode, and I really want to partake in it. He's at least suspicious that I'm not a person myself.
Yeah, you should make a duplicate of that CD I made for you and practice up. I'll brush up. But what we really need is all modes, again, on 2 meters, a couple of beams from point A to point B at both places, so we're at the bottom of 2 or even 440 for that matter, all mode. So we're not bugging anybody down there in the wide open portions of that band in that mode, you know. And you go a lot further than you do normal FM simplex. You get repeater distances doing that business, you know.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, I get myself where I'm proficient enough that I'd like to have a copy, and proficient enough where I can enjoy doing that, then I got to learn a lot about the etiquette, you know, of CW, and not be a liz, right?
Yeah, and you can hook a computer up and watch, get on the low bands and send and receive with a computer and pick up on a lot of that, and then, you know, while you're practicing, and you can listen, right? So while you're practicing, you can have a computer hooked up and just not watch it and, you know, let it, you know, scribble it down, turn away from it, scribble it down, and then compare notes to what your computer's doing as well. You know, they're not doing it in the classrooms for the licensing anymore.
Man, Mike, I barely got any of that. It's like kind of like a really, really bad cell signal right now. I copy on it. I don't know if you can still copy me well or not, but
you're busting in and out. I don't know where you're going to, but you might not be hearing the repeater as well. You really need to get one of those little pigtails and a speaker mic if you're going to run that way until you get your mobile rig hooked up. Look, I'm going to focus on programming those little mobile rigs. Just get it set up. I can flash the programming once I figure out what programming I'm going to use for mine. And then I'll just come down after I zap mine, zap yours, or you can come up here and we'll cook some burgers or something instead of going through the honeybee therapy.
Yeah, I got you a lot better that time. I changed the repeaters. Can you copy me okay?
All the noise on your signal's gone. You're 100%. No noise at all, just maybe just a little whisper of audio, but it's not, there's no radio static on it at all.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, you're a lot better too. Yeah, no, it's, we got lots of projects to do this summer, don't we? It's crazy, man, but I definitely, before the bad weather gets here, which will be sooner than I expect, right, I want to have some decent antennas up to enjoy winter radio.
Yeah, I'm, I gotta weld up something on this camper tongue so that I can get, I got a telescoping, tower thing that'll fit inside the camper, but I want to be able to jab it in the tongue and set some guys up on it, have a decent vertical omni, and then most, everywhere I camp there's trees so I can pull wires up, so that's not an issue. But I want to be able to put up something, at least a vertical, good vertical for 2 meter 440. And where I camp, I should be pretty low noise because it's primitive camping and there's no houses on that side of where I camp. There's, the houses are all about half mile away, I would say, quarter to half mile at least.
Yeah, okay. And it would be the bomb to be able to construct some decent crank-up tower, wouldn't it? I'd love to have a crank-up tower.
Yeah, when we get where we're going to land, I'd like to, really I would just buy one and then duplicate a couple of them, and then maybe even one with some heavy guys on it and put a wind turbine on one of them, a permaquench wind turbine, triple phase, higher voltage wind turbine, low speed, or even scale it up some so it's a little heavier duty, even if it is heavy, but have it so it tilts up and locks in place, and then telescopes, you know. 88 all week.
Yeah, listen, man, I'll have to get off of here. I'm getting ready to pull in the driveway, and the old lady's been all stressed out all morning, concerned about getting there in time and all that stuff. So I'll say 73, Mike, and catch up with you later. Heck, maybe I'll yammer at you while I'm driving later. So, KB8OE, KE8GK, clear.
Hey, right on, 73, Phil. Hopefully that baby's doing well, and you guys have a good time at the party today, and I probably won't be on in here on the radio until later tonight at 6, 7 o'clock. I was supposed to meet back up with my buddy Ward on here yesterday, but I ended up having a, I went to the car parts place, and then there was an old veteran in there that was, and he was toting around an old two-bottle, Vietnam veteran. He looked like he might have got gassed a little bit, but, and then I met somebody who I know a relative of, and I talked to them for about 10, 15 minutes, and it didn't, wasn't that I forgot about Ward, but I did bail kind of on the situation. I got to stop back down by his place. He's a photographer over there in Lapeer. So I'll wrap with you later, Phil. 7-3 and have a good afternoon. KB8 always.
Connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Bravo, monitoring.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KB8 Ollie.
You're connected to CMN Network.
AATK Mobile.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
Is there any wire in? KB8 Ollie.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Bravo, monitoring.
KB8OOE.
KB8OOE, this is KE8CB.
KE8CB.
Roger.
Is that a vanity call? I haven't heard too many 2x2s issued lately.
Oh, no, that was a 3x2. Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Brown.
That would be a 2x2. Your 8's your Ohio Valley. The 2x2 is the KE and the CB.
That's interesting. I've been thinking of it the wrong way all these years. how are you doing on this lovely day?
I almost got rained off the lawnmower after I had to put a belt on it, but I got the lawn done. Yeah, mine's a 2x3, KB8OOE, and it's an older call. It was the tail end of the novice calls in 93.
Yeah, when I first got my license, I had a randomized one, and I changed it so the last two letters would be my initials, so it's a vanity.
It would have been like a advanced call back in the day. That would have been an advanced call, and most of those guys are dead. There's a few out still running around. That's a pretty nice chunk of spectrum on HF. It's more than general, but less than extra. And it's the Canadians get it with their entry-level license, which is kind of, they get a lot of stuff in Canada for very little effort. Like, we have to put in a lot of effort, you know, even our technical stuff. But, I don't know. I think that probably some of that advanced stuff should be split up more for generals.
Well, I tried to get a 1x2, but there was nothing available that matched what I wanted. There's not very many available. but I did try. I thought about trying again, but I don't know, I'm kind of getting partial to this one. If I did change it, the last part's going to stay the same.
They blame me there. They had a kid he's dead now, but went down with us to Dayton, and we got him a hat made called, the hat call size was N0NE because he wasn't licensed yet, but I'm sure somebody's got that for a license. KB8OE.
Yeah, there's a website. I lost the bookmark to it, but there's a website that tells you what's available, and even helps you customize, so you could kind of like put in the letters you want, and then it would check all availability and show you what's available with those letters throughout the U.S., which is really cool. I used it to find mine. Vanity call.
What repeater are you getting into, and what town are you in? Because there, it's almost like it keeps dropping. Do you have any way to look at your signal on the look what your standing wave is doing on your antenna?
I was coming in on the Midland repeater. I just switched over to the Bay City one. It's closer. Is this any better?
I've just done the same thing. I don't know. Maybe it's the output on the Bay City machine. Does it sound like it's dropping every once in a while when I'm on it, or do I have steady, like a full quieting thing?
Out of my knowledge, it's the tallest and highest repeater around for a very long distance. So That might have something to do with it. And W8CMN just repaired it last year, I think, or the year before. They took over ownership, and they went up and fixed the cabling, repaired the repeater antenna and all that stuff. So it works like brand new now.
That's why I brought it up. I was kind of shocked because usually this machine never drops. Now, it was up near a building, so it could have been something arcing in that building, overloading the front end of this little junk radio. I don't want to, this car don't lock up right, so I don't want to put my Kenwood in here. I think the $64 surprise Bougie or whatever this stupid Chinese radio is.
I'm a STM-300 with the antenna limit beam pointing towards Midland.
It's good every time now that I got away from that building, so it must have been interference at the building as opposed to you or the repeater, because even after you switched, it still done it. It was like a drop for a second, but there was no courtesy tone, so it must have been something in that building arcing off.
Oh, you're mobile?
Yeah, but I was sitting then, and it was a really solid signal, but it would just, every once in a while make some noise. So I think it was something switching on and off, like a PID controller or something in that building, maybe something to do with the little cooling tower they've got there to run the air conditioning.
Yeah, you might have a little interference, plus your signal you were receiving was probably a refracted signal, which would have made it easier to be interfered with. But now that you moved away from that, you're probably getting the actual repeater.
I don't think I was getting multipath. I do think that there was something arcing. And these front ends are really weak on this particular model. And I had something washing out the front end as I was coming into Frankenmuth. But generally, on a repeater, you get that spot where you get multipath. It's going to stay that way unless you move a couple feet over or whatever. Or, well, no, it wouldn't have been that, because that does that shift when an airplane flies over where you get the two, where the two FM signals cancel out like that.
Do you live in Frankenmuth, or you going there for shopping or something?
Maybe at all. I'm waiting on brake parts for my girlfriend's Jeep Compass, because we can get them for about a quarter of what they cost locally. And I bought a bunch of front end parts and brake parts, and you know, I'm going to have everything torn down to put these. The front wheel bearings are pressed in, and rather than do that whole thing, and do it twice, and then have the front end alignment done, I'm going to do everything all at once, and then go in and get the front end lined up.
What kind of antenna, and how much power are you putting out?
Have to make this. I get this repeater up in Alpena. It's a Chinese version of the SG7500, and I swept it with my analyzer, and it looks good. It's more resonant towards the bottom of the band, which that's, you know, where I'm at right now, and than it is up towards the top. It's still all the way under 2-to-1 up from top to bottom, and does pretty good on 440 as well. And then I'm running 20 or 25 watts into it, which I can get this repeater with a handheld from there, because the land is flat out here pretty much. And I talk into this machine from Bastron, a walkie-talkie. So This machine's a monster. They've definitely done a lot of work to it.
So the antenna is that a quarter wave or 5/8 wave?
Oh, I would say it's all of a 5/8. I don't know what electrically exactly what it is. I think it's 3.5 on 2 meters and like 7 or something on SG7500, 7.5 or something on 440. I don't remember. It's the little brother to the 7900. And I've got one of those too, but they don't like going 80 miles an hour on the highway. You got to have the real super gainer. The Chinese ones are a little weak. Japanese ones are a little tougher. But it hits on everything too, because that one's 62 inches. It's like 5'2". This one is only, it's less than 4 foot.
My car, I got a 5/8 wave antenna. I think it's a Comet. And I got a K400 hatchback mount to hold it onto the car. And I got a Yaesu FT, I forgot, it's a 2-meter radio, only 80 water in my car. But, yeah, that's what I got. But I can hear you on the reverse with my home system.
Where did you say, what town you say you were in?
I'm in Carlson Township here in Saginaw.
What do you got for antenna at the homestead?
I have a Comet antenna about 20 to 25 feet on a tripod on my roof, and it's a 10-element beam pointing at 130 degrees right now. So took me a little bit to spin it around, but I can hear you a little bit. It pops in and out because you're moving, but I could definitely hear you. I get about F5, I think it is.
I had the Kenwood in here. Be washing the front end out of that. You got some gain on your end for sure. Yeah, I think it's a 5. Nah, it can't be that high. It's got to be. I think the 7900. Well, you can look it up. The SG7500 and the SG7900. I got a 7900 on the dash. In the bag still, but this is 7500 on the roof. But they were good. Even the Chinese clone, they just, the plastics are crappy. You know, the Chinese, they sell you what you get what you pay for sure, and then you really got to be selective on who you purchase through with the Chinese. You know, KB8OE.
I'm not sure if it's Chinese or Japanese, but there's a new radio on the market called the TD-H9. It's a GMRS and ham radio, two meters, 440. But the really coolest thing about it, it does like up to 8 watts. They advertise 10, but a YouTuber tested the watts, got like 8 out of it. And really neat thing is it has a built-in KISS Bluetooth modem built into it. So you could literally use that handheld to do packet for a Winlink, which is pretty cool, especially for the price. It's like $75 on Amazon.
What was the, did you say TYT or TID?
This company, I think, is TID, but the model number was Tango Disco Hotel 9.
So sure, I don't already own that radio. A buddy of mine bought me one for doing some work for him. he was impressed with it. It's one of those ones that does way more than it should, the GMRS and ham radio. And I have one of those. I got a pile of those other things, the Quan Sheng thing that got an expansion board on that. I want to see what that'll do on HF. I really need a good way of checking the spectral purity on it. I don't really have anything right this point in time, but I've already got two of them busted apart, and I've been kind of putting it off because my eyesight's not that good, and I've got to get a little bit better loop. I've already sharpened up the tip on my soldering iron. I've done some small surface mount, but I'll tell you, I'm scared.
I saw on Amazon they got jeweler glasses. They're basically like magnification. So it just goes on like glasses, so it's hands-free, so it don't get in the way of working electronics. I got it in my wish list. I'm thinking about getting around to getting a pair.
Two different kinds of those, but they're not really, really high quality. And then I've got an LED. You can change the spectrum and the intensity of the light. It's a magnifying, like a gooseneck magnifying outfit. And I think I may have enough, have it together enough to do this, but I couldn't do queen bee cell grafting, grafting the larvae for the queens. I tried the other day and it was an utter failure at best.
Do you know where Harvey Randall Wicks Park on McCarty is?
Nope, no clue. I don't even know where you're, what town you're talking about. I'm in Vassar down here. I doubt you're hearing me on the input at this point because I'm down the bottom of that hill. This whole place is a fault line. It's pretty wild.
The Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association on June 25th at 6 p.m. on McCarty Road here in Saginaw. It's at a park called Harvey Randall Wicks Park. They're doing a fox hunt. If you're in town or want to come and join, it's open to everybody.
I have to put that pile back together. KB8OE. Yeah, the guy's dead now, but we had a guy that was accidentally transmitting music on the Lapeer repeater. So, I don't know, 6-8 years ago. And I finally got mad and tracked him down. And I've done the tape measure antenna. I've built this at least $8 into these two antennas and tracked him right to his house. That's fox hunting. I think my girlfriend would really be interested in that. I got her in the radio and she went right up to extra in about 7 months. I coached her a little bit, but she done those online videos and stuff. Man, I can't believe how fast she got that extra. And she's helped me, you know, do some antenna work, and she's operated some HF, and she's really kind of shocked at how little amount of power it takes to actually make a contact.
Well, if you guys want to come on 25th at 6 p.m. at the Wicks Park on McCarty, yeah, bring her with you. Going to have a little fox hunt.
Anybody bringing Doppler?
I have no idea.
Found that dude at bare bones, but it took me, I had to listen to him, you know, aim for him with the three-element beam that I was folding the elements up and going steering off frequency and running the guts out of the squelch, and man, it was just Then I run up on a trailer park at the last minute, and I thought I was really done at that point. And then got down by the trailer park, and I had to point out of the trailer park to hit him, to receive him again. Man, what a nightmare. It took me about an hour and a half going from Columbiaville to Lapeer out by the airport. It was something else, let me tell you.
Yeah, I've done two fox hunts so far, and I enjoy it. It's definitely interesting. I take my dogs with me, and they get a little walking in while I'm trying to hold them and hold everything else.
Yours for antenna.
I built a three-element beam with a gamma match. I think that was a gamma match. So you can actually transmit on this one. And it works real good. I also have a 5 or 6 element beam in my garage that can be used as well, but that won't fit in my car.
Tape measure antenna, you just make this little hairpin for it, you transmit out of that. I don't know how much power, but I've used it. I checked the standard wave on it, it was flatter than a pancake. Covered the whole band, no problem, but I used it for, it's like a walking stick almost when you're done. I suppose if you use good tape measure, it would be a lot more sturdy than the freebies they're handing out at Harbor Freight. I had a couple of those come apart, and that's what I used for elements. And it worked good enough to find that guy, though. I walked right up to his door. You know, as long as they're not moving and it's not frequency agile and they're on one frequency, you can do it. What'd you attenuate with?
I bought a thing online on Amazon for checking the SWR and all that. I can't think of the name of it at the moment. It's an analyzer. It's not a spectrum analyzer, but it's a pretty useful tool.
That for finding field strength or something? How'd you attenuate on the receive? I guess I don't know. Maybe I wasn't clear enough. I swept it with that little VNA thing that I had to check the standard wave and everything. I never put it on an actual needle, a cross needle tune, or a standard wave meter or anything. I've got a pretty nice one of those, but I never put it on there. You can use an HF one that's relevant enough to get a standard wave on forward reflected, but I don't know, it worked. That was a pretty nice little antenna for it. I made it out of junk, I'm telling you. It was a destroyed tape measure and some half-inch PVC and some hose clamps and zip ties and just nothing. I had at least $8 in the two of them.
Only money in mine is filament for this 3D printing. I had to 3D print the fasteners. I had to 3D print a plastic tube for the gamma match and a handle for carrying it because I need the ability to have everything in one hand because the dogs are on the other. And I actually got a television antenna from a neighbor, and I salvaged the elements off from that. Interesting thing, the really narrow, with the really small elements on it, I was actually able to use a hairpin match. I was able to force it to do 440. It's a 10th element beam, I believe it is, and it will do 440. It's like threading a needle. And all I had to do was cut the directors and elements on it a little bit get it game unmatched, hairpin matched, and that thing's amazing. I tried forcing the other small antennas on it to be 2 meters, but it just won't work. The elements weren't the correct size, and it just wouldn't force. It was like close, very close, but it just wouldn't go. So I used the boom from that for the making my fox hunt antenna, though, because it was the perfect size.
BB-808, yes. I attenuated when the squelch ran out and the full of the elements wasn't helping. I was going off frequency when I got really close, and it was just overloading the front end on the radio, and that was the only way I could get a good bearing on him. I just, I don't know. I need to build a good attenuator so I can just keep tightening it, you know, tighten it up so this is barely breaking squelch on the thing. Does that club that's putting that on, does that have a Facebook page?
Facebook page for who?
Putting on the fox hunt.
It's on the, they should have it on KADAC's, website, KADAC, it's the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association's, website. I believe it's .com or something, I don't remember.
I am looking. Central Michigan Emergency Network.
I just double checked. It is Kilo 8 Delta Alpha Charlie.com. And they probably got it on there listed. They usually put it on there.
This is the repeater we're talking about, the CMDN page. What's the name of that club? I'm going to search that on Facebook and see if they've got a Facebook page.
I don't know if they have a Facebook page, but their website is Kilo8DeltaAlphaCharlie.com. That's the club that's hosting the fox hunt on June 25th. And I think he forgot to put it on the website, so I don't see it. So I'm bringing that up.
KD8KDP. Yeah, let me see if they've got Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association. I've got the web page up right now.
Yeah, he forgot to put it on the website. The most recent thing on there is them advertising field day on the 27th. You're welcome to come to that. They have food usually.
SVARA. Private group. I just joined. Let's see. I don't see personal. It's not asking me for anything personal yet, but here it is. There's definitely 30 members in that Facebook group.
To look for that. I didn't know they had one. Yeah, they got a few things missing on this website, or just not easy to find. They're supposed to have a project request spot to vote on doing a project, but I don't see that in here either. Weird. Unless
unless it's on the Aries site.
County Emergency Management. I just clicked to follow that.
And I found it. The button was on the right for projects. So, looks like they're still waiting for people to see if they're interested or not. I suggested a project for building field strength meters. And they posted on there, and they're just waiting to see how many people are interested before attempting it. Looks like they got an AC line filter project up there as well.
Well, every time I do one of these searches, I find a wealth of information on building, like homebrew HF antennas. And I got a pile of stuff I need to finish right now. I don't need more projects. I just keep looking at them. Geez. Well, that would simplify some of my projects right there. Just little stupid connectors and stuff.
What was your call sign again?
KB8OOE, Kilo Bravo 8, Oscar Echo.
I was looking you up on QRZ. I typed it in wrong. This is Kilo Echo 8 Charlie Bravo.
I can't wait to get this little camper. My daughter works at General RV, and I scored a camper from there. So the trade-ins, they're wholesale lot, and it is just an absolute turd. The 1968, I think, or 69 Mallard low wing duckling. Ugliest thing you ever seen, but somebody done about half, three quarters of a renovation in there. And they got everything. I mean, it doesn't look bad, but I gotta get set up, and I'm gonna latex seal all the seams. And I got to set up some of my HF gear in there. I got a pile of radios to pick from. But I like that little G90 an awful lot because the tuner is just phenomenal. But I've got a couple of manual tuners, and I've got open feed line and all kinds of things that I can string up. Where I camp is really primitive. And those come with an ice box. But I've got a three-way fridge. I don't know if it'll fit through the door, though. It's a pretty big one. I got to figure out how to wedge my kayaks in there and maybe a couple of these little moped scooter things, Chinese scooters I got. And then we're heading up towards Lewiston, I think, here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, G90 is pretty interesting radio. I've seen YouTube videos. Some guy hooked it up to a, I don't know if it was live or not, but it was a, all-metal electrical tower, and he actually made contacts on it. And you know those shipping crates they used to send stuff over here on the boats? Somebody hooked up a G90 up to that and actually made a contact with it.
I've already loaded the camper and used that, and I've got some articulating 16-foot ladders, and I worked several countries with those, with that pair of ladders leaned up on a deck on both parts of the house, leaned up like an old set of rabbit ears on a TV set. It was almost flat across the whole 20-meter band. That worked pretty good. I was kind of shocked. I tuned it up on 40, but it didn't do so hot. But that was a manual tuner with my Elinco DXSR8T. That's a nice rig, 100-watt rig. And then I run it on a couple other bands and made some 10-meter contacts with it. But, I've got a telescope and flagpole thing here I got to figure out. And then I'm going to make like a something to stab it in on the tongue of the trailer. And then there's a lot of trees up there where I camp, too, so I'll be able to get the 40 and 80 meter dipoles up. And then this these tuners I got have open, like, balanced speed on them, too, so that'll help. KB8OE.
So do you go to parks and activate for POTA?
Yeah, my buddy out in Sandusky, out in the Thumb, has been doing it, and he's hit me up a couple times, and I go there and, you know, get those guys some contacts, but I don't even know, you know, I don't chase paper, per se. I mean, I've talked to at least 100 different countries. I've been licensed since 93, so, but I've never, you know, I've never done the work, all states, or DXCC, any of those things. So, you know, I just like to get on there and rag chew like we're doing now. And then I done some ATV slow scan, and then, you know, send pictures of projects back and forth. But I do other things too, wood gasification and honeybees and that type of thing. So I've run engines on firewood, charcoal.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, if we get this repeater warm enough, you'll start getting sassy with us. I did some POTA activations last year and the year before. I just go to this one place out in Bay City at the beach. It's a POTA location. And I'd set up using a ham stick and I'd activate on 40 meters, do FTA, low power, and after I got the required amount of contacts, I'd pack everything up, and I'd take my dogs up and down the beach and go home. They love it.
Yeah, I'm sure mine would. I just never really got into it, you know. Maybe it all, Adam does it quite a bit. He's up in... not Pigeon. Can't remember the name of the town he's in, but I was in a band with the guy for a while. But he's been doing it. He's got a G90. He had a 991A. He's had several rigs, but I just never really got into it. You know, I mean, everything I run is pretty much affordable anyways, except for the wires I leave hanging up. You know, and they could be down in a second. But, you know, I try to make sure everything that I build or do is geared towards that. Anytime I get a 20 or 50 amp power supply, I just flip them over. And, but I've done solar and MPPT charge controllers and generators, and batteries, and wind, and all kinds of stuff. So KB8OE.
Keylock, I eat Charlie Brown. I use a Bayouin lithium iron phosphate battery with a MPPT controller connected to a 100 watt solar panel when I go out and do it. No generators or anything like that. I just run off from a battery with solar. I find it relaxing, and I do data FTA because I don't really have an ear for voice for doing call signs and stuff to deal with you know, a large crowd of calls coming at me. So I do digital because it's easier for me. So, and I like being outside, so it works out.
Generally less power required, too. I like, with the voice stuff, I got three of these little radios, and I'm setting up with transverters. I've got the Hermes Light, too. I got three of those things, and I tell you what, the digital filtration on it is just phenomenal. They got some AI thing, but you need to be hooked up to the internet for that. I'm just not about doing, unless I'm doing WinLink, I'm not going to hook my radio up to the internet just to have an audio filter for voice. I joke with them. Yeah, I remember when I had Yahoo Messenger my first couple days too, you know, and you know, and they're like, what? You know, they don't get it. But it, you know, to me, that's unless you're able to forward email or something on it, or you know, something like that from a long ways away, it's kind of a, I don't know, it's more of a weird dependency issue for in my mind.
Do you go out and do field day at all?
I have a few times. I end up making the Lapeer County Press back in the day, a long, long time ago. I haven't done, I mean, I stop into a few of them, for sure, you know, and just stop in and check out what everybody's doing. That's always interesting, because everybody's got something different going on, you know.
Well, feel free to bring your stuff to the Savara Club. You got the website, all the information's on there, where they're going to be and what time, day. And you got guys doing certain bands, Morse code, some FTA, and voice. So you got all three modes are being utilized out there.
Yeah, I used to like doing PSK31, but I think FT8 pretty much killed that.
Yeah, they got FT8, FT4, and there's a new one that's faster than both, which is quite interesting that they got a new mode.
Well, if you can't go keyboard to keyboard and rag chew a little bit, then, you know, it's, you know, like I said, I'm not chasing paper. I like to get on there and have interesting conversations, like we're just talking about the RDF stuff and, you know, build projects and those type of things really interest me, antennas and, oh, I need to get back to the books. That would be nice.
Yeah, I hooked a Raspberry Pi up to my radio and did a keyboard to keyboard on HF with a guy in Flint, I think it is, or somewhere. And, yeah, that was kind of interesting.
I'm interested in setting up a Raspberry Pi to do to run the Hermes Lite too. So I'd like to see what the lowest idle current that I could get that Raspberry Pi down to, or I mean the Hermes Lite too. Because when you're even if you're running a laptop, I've got not a hard drive, I got digital storage on my laptop, and that cut some, but I would really like to get something that didn't gobble up a lot of energy to be able to watch the spectrum for when signals pop up, you know. That SDR, just that Hermes Lite too, just really fascinates me, and it's a cheap rig. I'd really like to do the pure signal and build up a solid state linear for it, but the ones I'm looking at are all 48 volt stuff, and that'll be all right when I do all my off-grid stuff after we sell these two houses. But I don't know if I want to do that in the bug-out mobile or camping setup. I could, theoretically I could, but this seems like an extra step to get that little bit more power.
If you're just wanting a spectrum, so you can see what's where,
You can get a SDR USB dongle hooked it up to a Raspberry Pi. They got some pretty nice SDR analyzer software that's free on there. And you can do a low power monitor device using doing that. Get like a 12 volt monitor off of Amazon and hook it all up to your Pi. And they even have enclosures where you can have the screen and the Pi all in one for easy storage.
Flavor SDR dongle do you want? I've got a pile of them. Before the Hermes Light come along, and you know, those guys building that thing come along, I've tried all kinds of different ones, and I had pretty good luck with them, but I want it all in one unit to transmit and receive. What I was talking about the difficulty with is the amplifier that I want to build. If I'm going to go with an amplifier, it's not 12 volts, and I don't know if I want to keep things portable. But I want my idle current to be almost nil. I've looked at building a couple of, you know, 50 to 100 watt amplifiers, and I don't know. It's a catch 22 with some of that stuff. It's like I don't know what that one thing is, but it's got a. It's much better receive and transmit that. Flex Radio. They make a nice SDR, but the Hermes Lite too is pretty nice. I mean, I'd say it's second runner-up, especially for the money. It's cheap. I like my first one so much I bought two more. KB8 all week.
Yeah, I got a DX10, so I want to watch the waterfall. I can hook it up to my television or a computer monitor and watch the waterfall. I actually did that when I first got the radio, but I don't really have the space, so the monitor had to take a back seat. does the G90 have an external display port for the waterfall?
I haven't played with it enough to tell you. I got it so where I was controlling it with the laptop a little bit, you know, changing frequency and moving things around, but I haven't delved into it enough because I've been, since spring broke, I've been pretty busy in the honeybees, and that. This is the first time I've really relaxed, sitting out here in the driveway for a couple days, besides the rainy day I had, but I worked inside. When that was going on anyway, so I really didn't relax then either.
Yeah, I was using a ChatGPT. It promises me that it's possible to use a Raspberry Pi installing a DV switch, something else, I forgot the name too, and there's a radio audio software that you install, and it sends the audio over Wi-Fi, like through a router or something, between your computer and your radio, and you can control the radio directly with the Raspberry Pi, but then it funnels the audio through that software bridge, and I was working on it, but I got sidetracked and sitting over there collecting dust, but the goal is to have the ability to control my radio and do FTA with me being outside.
That'd be interesting. But, again, my thing with a Raspberry Pi is being able to run. I want to see how low I can get. I want to keep it all in a small package. How low current I can draw, I can get with that Hermes Lite too. I don't know if you can, if there's a version of Thetis you can run on it, but I'll tell you the filters on that thing are phenomenal. If I can get that thing down to a small footprint, something I can relatively easily pack up tear down and put back together, and you know, but I'm not going to be able to do it with that big amplifier I want to build. That's going to be my home unit, I think, with that 48 volts. But a smaller wattage, 50 or 100 watts, I think I'd be all right with a build something with 12 volts and just use that. I don't know. Anyways, hey, I got to bail out of here. I've got to get some boxes, some nucleus boxes ready for these hives for tomorrow when I get into these bees. I don't want to be short-handed and digging for stuff. I'm doing a scramble tomorrow morning.
All right, I grabbed my notes. It's Surf 2 Net for Cat Control use, and Pulse Audio is the software for streaming the audio signal with using a Raspberry Pi. Sounds promising as long as the AI gave me the right instructions. So you take it easy, KEATV 73.
Before you run, what did you say your name was? Name here is Mike. Well, you've already looked me up, so you know that. Same spelling as Van Halen bass player, but his name is not his real name. But this is mine. Unfortunately, I'm stuck with it.
Name here is Clayton.
Are you part of the Genesee Club, too? They got a Clayton down there, I believe.
Yes, they do. No, I'm not, but I have been confused with him because he has the same name. But that's why on the air I mostly just go by Charlie Brown. As soon as I say TB, everybody thinks Charlie Brown. And I actually had a pirate station play the Charlie Brown theme song when I hollered my call sign out one day. That was really cool.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I mean, thank God we're self-policing. You know, there's people out here that do have a sense of humor, but I'll tell you what, there's some idiots out here. Gotta love them all, though, because most of them are licensed, believe it or not. All right, Clayton, what do you go by?
Actually, all three. I go by Clayton, or Charlie Brown, whichever. I answer late for supper, too.
Do you monitor the system often?
I monitor Simplex and the 2-4 Saginaw repeater. I was last year monitoring this one a lot, but since the other one's not nearly as busy, I'll probably start monitoring this one again.
Yeah, it's been an interesting conversation. I wouldn't mind picking back up at some point. We are going to go up north here soon, and we'll be in, that beam you got probably gets the West Branch, 14694, pretty good, don't it?
I don't know. I can't recall.
Right, that used to be a pretty killer machine, but where we're at, there's no power. You hand pump the water where we're going to be at, and we plan on being in the water and fishing an awful lot. And we'll have solar, and we'll be able to reach out. And I'll probably be able to do some slow scan, a little bit here and there, pictures of fish or whatever. But that's been interesting, I'll pick it up some other time. Like I said, I'll be busy in the bees tomorrow, but I'll be out here a little bit. You probably light a match off the final amplifier in this repeater system, or all of them.
All right. You take it easy. Have fun with the bees. KEATV 73.
Clayton, have a good afternoon. This is KB8OOE.
connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
AEHGLB testing.
You're connected to CMN Network.